doesn't have a problem with drugs. He just doesn't get them. He's fine that his mates have tattoos, but he thinks they'll regret them. He likes going to pubs, but he hates it when the music's too loud. He tends not to go to rock concerts because he can't stand the crowds. But all he's ever wanted to be is a rock star on MTV. But he knows that it's not fucking likely. He's in his mid-30s. He knows that he will always be a rock and roll nerd. He'll keep writing songs the world will never hear. And though they won't be heard, he'll just keep writing. Oh yeah. But you see, the problem is he always dreamt of being a star, but he learned piano instead of guitar, which in the 90s didn't get you very far. So while the other kids were learning Stairway, he was the piano to their forte. But he was convinced one day he'd rock their fucking asses and be an icon for the disenfranchised masses, and grow his hair long and rebel against the state. But just for now, that'd have to wait, 'cause he's running late for his morning classes. And he will always be a rock and roll nerd. He'll keep playing gigs that no one knows about, and though it sounds absurd, he'll just keep playing. Oh yeah. But you see, the problem is there's not much depth in what he's singing. He's a victim of his happy middle class upbringing, so he can't write about the hood or bling bling. So he sits and imagines his girlfriend is dead, to try and evoke some angst in his middle class head. But the bitch is always fine at 9:30 when they go to bed, and he's not spent a single night in prison. He has no issues with nutrition. He has no drinking problem and no drug addiction, unless you count the drugs they put in chicken. And marijuana always tends to make him cough. He doesn't look good with his t-shirt off, and when he tries to act tough, you can tell he's tricking. While his mates will go out late, popping pills and having fun, he goes home and showers and gets a good 8 hours. He gets his thrills from his morning run. While his mates go on dates, taking speed and drinking cans of Jim Beam, he stays home and cooks, curls up with a book with a girl he's had since he was 17. 'Cause he's never really been part of the scene. Give him Guns and Roses, he'll take Queen. He's more into Beatles than the Stones. He's more Stevie Wonder than Ramones. And he's never owned a transit van. He never shot a Pantera fan. He doesn't know the difference between metal and thrash. He couldn't tell you nothing about Axl and Slash. He likes Ben Folds on the Jackson 5. He knows all the words to Staying Alive. And though he tries to feel grungy and cool, he spent 11 years at a motherfucking private school. So it don't matter how he tries, he cannot hide behind his rock and roll lies. 'Cause you've either got it or you're down. Yeah, you need to rock it or you're wound. Yeah, you've either got it. Yeah. He knows that his music lacks depth, but it just can't be helped. He has nothing interesting to say, so he writes about himself. But he doesn't want to seem self-obsessed, so he writes in third person. In an attempt to seem more rock and roll, but he suspects it's not working. And deep in his heart, he knows he will never be Bono or Bowie. And even if he was quite pretty, with small pants like Kylie, he knows that he will always